from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
It is Collector's Corner. It's Wednesday and back to its original time slot here on 1600 ESPN. I do this every Wednesday around this time. We talk sports cards and collectibles here on the show. I've been collecting since I was a kid. Both cards and collectibles, mostly cards, but always keeping an eye on stuff like bobbleheads, mini helmets, different other things that that pop up from time to time. And always happy to share my knowledge with you out there. Whether you're big into cards and collectibles, or you dabble in the hobby from time to time, this is a space for you. Questions welcome, 319-366-1600 as our future topic ideas. You can send those to the text line. You can also send me an email to Spencer@kgymradio.com. Be happy to answer your questions. So that way, if you send an email, just put Collector's Corner in the subject so I know your question is about or what segments you're referring to. And happy to chat with you that way as well. Got some big releases today. The big one, if you're a baseball collector, is Topps Series 2. If you're unfamiliar, like, what is Topps Series 2? Well, Topps baseball cards, they come out with Series 1, usually out before opening day. That's out. They print that stuff to the moon and back like 38 times. So you're still going to be finding Series 1 on the shelves, maybe even at a discounted rate. I was at a local store the other day, and they still had a few Series 1 boxes left. They have these super boxes where you get like an oversized card, and I haven't bought any of those before. It was tempting. Decided not to grab one of those. I got dusted on a Bowman baseball mega box over the weekend. That was disappointing. I enjoy opening Bowman from time to time, but the mega boxes, I should have saved my money, gone somewhere else with it. Got a few cool cards, but nothing too crazy there. But Series 1, you're going to see a lot of it on the shelves still, because it's out there. A lot of it's still left to open. Series 2 is out around this time. It's the extension of Series 1. It's players that did not make the first series of the trading card set. And then you have Topps Update, which comes out late summer, early fall. And that's all-star game cards, rookies who made their debut, players who changed teams at the deadline, a number of other sets. And Series 2 is what's due out today. Hobby sets are out, and I believe you can find retail options as well for Topps Series 2. The key players you're looking for, at least from a rookie perspective, I wrote down a few of the names. I might be missing a couple, but nothing too crazy. There are a few names on there that I'm sure people will be chasing, but for Isaac Jackson-Jobe, if you're looking for a Jackson-Jobe rookie card, that is his first Topps rookie in the set. Luis Angel Acuna, that is Ronald's brother, utility player, mostly an infielder for the Mets. His rookie card is in the set, as is Roki Sasaki, the young Dodgers pitcher. His first Topps rookie card is in the set as well. A couple others, Kumar Rocker. I know he's had kind of a rocky start to his MLB career. Been up and down, had some injuries, right? He's been up and down from the minors to the majors. So he's in the set. Haesung Kim for the Dodgers, not to be confused with Haesung Kim of the Padres. Two guys with very similar names on rival teams. But his rookie is in the set, too. So that's what to look for. 350 cards, features players, like I said, that were not in Series 1. And Fanatics, since they own Topps, they are doing special value boxes as well, which you can buy on Topps.com and on Fanatics. And there are even more. What Fanatics does with these, they put in redemptions for signed memorabilia. So you only get these through Fanatics. And if you get a redemption card, you could get some cool memorabilia signed by a current star or a Hall of Famer. Ken Griffey Jr. is on the list. Cal Ripken, Wade Boggs, Paul Skeens, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani, Bobby Witt Jr., not Bobby Witt Sr. That would be random. Like, but there's a random Bobby Witt Sr. autographed baseball. Like, what are you doing here? A Bobby Witt Jr. baseball, P. Crow Armstrong autographed jersey up for grabs too. A lot of cool stuff you can find in there. And it looks like they're actually upping the number of memorabilia redemptions in the Fanatics exclusive boxes. So if you can get your hands on some of those, that might be worth your while there. So Top Series 2 out today. The other big release is the Panini Contenders football release. Still putting out 2024 products. I saw some chatter online that since Panini loses the NFL players license next spring, they are actually going to be somewhat on time with their football releases, meaning we're going to have football cards, actually NFL licensed stuff to open in September as the season begins, as opposed to here it is mid-December and we're just getting the first football releases of the year. So that's a plus for 2025 products and beyond, but still 2024 contenders coming out. And this used to be, if you know anything about trading cards, contenders used to be the set that people wanted the first rookie autograph from. Like if you look up Tom Brady's contenders rookie autograph, that is an expensive card. Patrick Mahomes too, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. That was the rookie card you wanted to get for the longest time, the rookie autograph that people were chasing. There's still value to them. The one problem is, though, with any Panini product for football is the fact that not everybody signed. So Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, I believe. I always forget the full list, but there are several Fanatics-exclusive athletes that are only signing for Fanatics and Topps products, and that leaves you with J.J. McCarthy, which is not a bad autograph to get, but you don't have all the top quarterbacks. You will have rookie cards of the top quarterbacks, but the base rookie cards from contenders, the base cards in general, the base set, really for any Panini product, is almost completely worthless. So you're not going to get a ton of value back from the set if you're paying a high dollar for a hobby box and you can't get that Caleb Williams autograph or Jaden Daniels autograph. Collectors will still buy it to chase the rookies, but Contenders is also known for a lot of rookies that maybe you didn't know had cards out there, like seventh round kind of undrafted free agent guys. You'll get cards for them from the 2024 class. So be prepared for that. And that's mostly what you're going to get in the box based on experience of opening it and seeing others open it too. So my advice for rookie chasing, especially in football, baseball, everything's controlled by Topps. So you don't really have to worry about like, oh, well, they only have this. This company has these people signing. This company has these people signing. For football, just buy the cards you want. I'm not telling you if you like ripping packs, you like opening boxes and stuff like that, do it, right? Do what you like. Collect what you like. I'm not here to police the hobby. I hate when people do that. Like, oh, you don't collect this? What's wrong with you? It's a hobby. You're supposed to have fun. Do what you like. Collect what you like. But if you're looking to be smart with your money, and I think most of us are these days and all the time, if you really want that Jaden Daniels autograph, you really want that player autograph or whatever it might be, go online and find it. Find it at a local hobby store. See if they have it. Stop by. We have several great ones in our area. And wasting money on boxes and packs, just trying to chase that one specific card. If you think you're going to get a Caleb Williams in every box, it ain't going to happen. J.J. McCarthy in every box, it's not going to happen. So keep that in mind. If you enjoy ripping packs like all of us do, if you're in the hobby, do it. But if you're really searching for that one card, I think most of us realize, right, 319-366-1600, most of us people who collect cards have realized, gee, I could probably save quite a bit of money just looking for the card in particular, whether it's online or at a hobby store. So keep that in mind, contenders, and for all football products. It's tough these days. Once Topps gets everybody, they get the license, they can do licensed cards. I think we'll all be in a better spot because it's not going to be split. It'll be all under one roof. But until then, we still got to make do with what we have. And real quick, one final thing I mentioned earlier in the show, teased it earlier in the show, WNBA cards certainly skyrocketing in popularity. Gee, I wonder why. Isaac, do we know why? I can't figure it out. It's Angel Reese,
yeah,
right?
Say it's Angel Reese, probably a Sky player. No one else comes to mind.
Yeah, totally Angel Reese. No, obviously it's Caitlin Clark. Panini, and one of the few things they have left once they lose the NFL and the NBA is the WNBA. And this might actually be a little bit more affordable. I won't hold my breath because they're trying to milk every last dollar out of it when it comes out, or trying to get as much money as they can because they're losing their two key licenses left in the next year or so. They're adding Donruss basketball. Donruss WNBA. Caitlin Clark is on the box. You get three autographs or memorabilia cards. Paige Beckers. So this is going to be second year for Caitlin Clark. So not rookie card, but there is a very popular Chase insert set called the Downtown, and Caitlin Clark is going to have a Downtown in Donruss. That card is going to go for a lot of money once it's pulled, but this is fully licensed WNBA stuff. I'm hopeful it'll be a little bit more, because the WNBA sets they have out now are Prism and Select, and I believe they had Origins too.
Yes, they had Origins.
All of those are very, very high-end. Origins especially, that's like one pack and you get multiple hits per pack. Prism and Select, they made a lot of retail of it, so you can find it. If you can find it in the stores, you have access to it. But Donruss is a paper set, not a chromium set. Everybody loves the chrome and shiny stuff. I'm hopeful that for the entry-level collectors out there, people who just want a couple Caitlin cards for their collection, or Paige Beckers or whoever you collect. I'm assuming Kate Martin will be in there. Maybe Lucy Olson will be in there as well, and a few others. I'm hopeful this will be affordable. I won't hold my breath, but Caitlin Clark will be in Downtown form in Donruss coming out soon from Panini.
That would be a pretty sick card. If you've seen the card art,
the mock-up
for Downtowns, those are pretty awesome. I'm a little bit surprised that the WNBA and NBA aren't necessarily like tied together with their deals, just because the NBA does kind of, I don't want to say operate, control some aspects of the NBA, but I'm a little bit surprised that that's not a package deal going over to Topps, and that Panini's holding on to the WNBA for the future.
I am kind of surprised at that, but Panini probably, they need all the help they can get, because they only have, I know they have LIV Golf now. If you're a golf fan, Upper Deck has the PGA stuff. And I was at another local store a week or two ago. They have LIV Golf Prism. I don't collect golf cards, but it's like, if you're a golf fan, you could probably get those at a pretty good rate.
They have some soccer stuff. It's kind of, soccer's weird, because like Topps, I think, has the Champions League stuff, but I think Panini has like Premier League, like specific country leagues, but Topps has like the international competitions. Soccer's kind of a mess when it comes
it
to
is.
The cards, is what I've learned.
Prism World Cup. Panini has World Cup, but Topps has Merlin, right? I'm trying to think.
That's for Champions League.
Yeah, yep. They've got a ton of different, it's kind of like the NFL. It's split between these two lines, and you got multiple companies doing stuff. So a lot of people will be interested in the Downtowns. The key point there, and Caitlin Clark will be front and center for that chase. I don't see a release date on that unless I missed it. Not as far as I can tell, but July 16th for Panini Donruss WNBA. So look for that coming out later on this summer. That's Collector's Corner. We'll put up a podcast for you at kgymradio.com. And I get you all informed next week at this time. More sports card and collectibles talk here on 1600 ESPN. All right, sports menu coming up next. We'll preview one last time the NBA Finals. Look at the rest of what's going on tonight in sports. That's next here on 1600 ESPN.
David was in.